Brothers and sisters in Christ, I was asked to give an introduction for our topic that's going to be filling our hearts this evening, which is centered around the single greatest treasure that we as members of the ancient Christian faith share. And we're going to be talking tonight about the Jesus Prayer. We're going to be talking about the impact that it has on our hearts as we try to, in the chaos of life, try to obtain just a small bit of inner stillness. And as I was just reminded, as Father Deacon Michael and Father Deacon Michael just departed to go get their food, that I would be timed for my introduction tonight. And I'm really hoping that they have a watch handy because I'm going to be doing a peculiar social experiment with all of you before I begin, just to prove a point. So, who had the watch? Somebody? Yes, all right. Okay, everybody's got watches. Okay. And members of my congregation, if you've been to any of my adult education classes, I know you've been through this already, so try not to spoil it. But for the next 20 seconds, I want everybody in this room, just put your forks down. For the next 20 seconds, everybody, I want you all to shut your eyes. And I'm going to cue the kitchen, if they could keep quiet as well. And just for the next 20 seconds, nobody make any sounds. Clear your heads. Be absolutely still. And try to think of absolutely nothing for 20 seconds. You ready? Go. Okay. So now I want everybody to be honest with yourself for the next few seconds and raise your hand if any of these things pertain to you. How many of you were counting to 20 in your head? Okay. All right. How many of you were thinking, what on earth is Father Gabriel having us do this for? Nobody? Wow, wonderful. You knew the topic. Yeah, you know me. How many of you were thinking and concentrating on the sound that the photo made? Most of the people on this side of the room. For how many of you did that 20 seconds seem a little bit longer than 20 seconds? Okay. And finally, for how many of you was that 20 seconds absolutely deafening? Okay. Well, for those of you who did not raise your hand at all, I want to congratulate you because no doubt your experiences in the spiritual life have prepared you to acquire some measure of stillness. And maybe it's because we just got out of the beautiful Vesper service, which prepared us for that. But brothers and sisters in Christ, the point I'm trying to make is that we live in a world that has been slowly programmed by fallen society to be constantly on the move. The schedules of a typical family, I think most of you can imagine, are very erratic. We wake up early, we grab our coffee before we head out the door to get to work, and we drink, by the way, an exorbitant amount of caffeine, so much so that a few years ago, if you can remember, and this is still carried on today, especially in the big cities, it was a status symbol to have Starbucks. You remember this? It was a status symbol to have Starbucks while you were walking to your office. And it has gotten so bad that most of the world now, and I'm sure many of you are in this boat, myself included, it is now necessary in the morning to have a cup of coffee just so our bodies are able to function normally to keep up with the demands that the world has placed before our feet. If you have school-age children, you come home after working the entire day, you take your kids to all of their after-school activities and functions, and after all of those social tasks are completed for the day, we come home after being on the go all the time. We crawl into our beds. We might have the strength or the energy to cross ourselves. We shut our eyes, and we wait for the alarm to go off again so that we can repeat the process all over again the next day. Does this describe some of your lives? There was a priest who I heard speak one time, and he said this very beautiful quote. He said, "In our lives, we have become too busy to live, and we have become too busy to die." in the chaos of our worldly existence, we so often forget, brothers and sisters, what our highest task is in this life. Some people think our highest task is to help our families. Some think our highest task is to get that promotion in our jobs. Some of the people in this country think that our task is to make the most friends, to have the most political influence. Some think it is to gain happiness. This is our purpose in life. In fact, this is our country's motto, right? We have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these brothers and sisters in Christ, none of these things are the reason that you were put on this earth. None of them. They're important, but they're not the reason that you were put on this earth. Our highest task in life, brothers and sisters, and the very reason that you and I were created and put on this planet is prayer. Why? Because it is the way that we come into union and communion with God, with our Creator. The human being is so deep. The human being is so unknown. We read in Genesis how we were made in the image and likeness of God, and like Him, the human being has infinite depth. Infinite depth. But when we lose or we do not practice the basic connection to God through prayer, when we ignore the importance of inner stillness, we not only become disconnected from Him, but we become disconnected from ourselves. When we refuse or we forget to worship God, we lose something of our basic humanity. We deny what we were made for, and because of that, brothers and sisters in Christ, when we don't pray, when we don't practice inner stillness, we become dead inside. I'm reminded of this very beautiful quote by St. Ephrem the Syrian. I'm sure some of you have heard this before, but he notes that when a person is terminally ill, you will see that they often stop eating food, and this is usually a sign that they are near their death. They are near the time that they're going to meet God. And in the same respect, St. Ephrem says that when the angels see us refraining from the nourishment of prayer and the Eucharist, they begin to grieve because they know that our souls are dying. This is a very beautiful and powerful reminder for us of just how important our prayer life and our communion with God truly is. According to the saints, when we are able to truly converse with our Lord through prayer, we achieve something that has cosmic significance. The angels, brothers and sisters of Christ, are watching. They are praying to God that we all learn how to pray to God. That we realize how important a prayer life truly is to us. The angels understand the importance that human beings need inner stillness. And they say that and they understand that because they know that that is what makes us alive. And we in the ancient Christian church, we have been given this wonderful gift to aid us in our quest for life. It is a tool that I know most of you know here today. It is a tool that has been used throughout the centuries of the church to allow us to get a step closer to getting out of our fallen existence. And it's a tool that we use to enter into the hidden depths of our soul. Brothers and sisters in Christ, it is the Jesus Prayer. It is those simple and profound words, O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. This prayer is one that every single man and woman and child should know by heart. Because it is the one simple prayer. It is in that one sentence that everything that we learned in Sunday school, everything that we know from Holy Scripture, everything we internalize when we go and attend the divine services and hearing the words of the Orthodox worship, everything that we believe is wrapped up in that one simple sentence. All of it. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, we preach the divine name of Christ. We profess that simple affirmation that both the Old and New Testament point to, that Jesus is the Son of God and he came to give the world the ability to live up to our true potential as sons and daughters of the Most High. And then the second part, have mercy on me, a sinner. We acknowledge our faults. We acknowledge the fact that we are a fallen people. We acknowledge that we are full of pride. We are full of passions. And when we ask the Divine One for mercy, we embrace humility. We realize that without his unconditional love for us, we are nothing. Everything we believe is put into this amazing tool that the church has given us to use. It is through the Jesus Prayer that we are able to provide order to the chaos that surrounds our life. It is through the Jesus Prayer that the murky waters of life become clear. It is through the Jesus Prayer that we are able to become true human beings. And we can reach that state of inner stillness so that we could finally begin our relationship with God. Practice this prayer, my beloved brethren and sisters in Christ. Wear a prayer rope around your wrist and call upon that prayer whenever you're in your carpool to go to work. When you become agitated with your friends or family, call upon the Jesus Prayer to calm yourself. Before you go to bed, use this as a tool to remind you of all of the blessings that you had received that day, and also to help you see the places where you could have done better in that day. And when you wake up and you turn that alarm off in the morning, rather than follow your first instinct and grab your smartphone off of the nightstand, pick this up so that you can go into the new day with a calm mind, with a quiet disposition towards the stresses that are going to be put on your doorstep. Practice this prayer. And in time, God willing, you will find that those words that you're saying with your lips eventually reach your heart. And it is there that you will be able to see the true power of the Orthodox spiritual life. O Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on us all. So I want to close my remarks this evening by sending my thanks on behalf of this entire gathering to Mother Gabriella, to the Sisters of the Holy Door Mission Monastery, for all of the work that you do in assisting us in our prayers and providing for us a place with which we can go to escape the world and find that inner stillness that our souls are all thirsting for. May God grant you many more blessed years in his service. Nam nogaya I blagaya lieta. Glory be to Jesus Christ.
Glory to God.
Thank you.